Chapter 65. More American Experiences. Martin takes a partner and makes a purchase. Some account of Eden, as it appeared on paper. Also of the British Lion. Also of the kind of sympathy professed and entertained by the Water Toast Association of United Sympathizers. The knocking at Mr. Pecksniff's door, though loud enough, bore no resemblance whatever to the noise of an American railway train at full speed. It may be well to begin the present chapter with this frank admission, lest the reader should imagine that the sounds now deafening this history's ears have any connection with the knocker on Mr. Pecksniff's door, or with the great amount of agitation pretty equally divided between that worthy man and Mr. Pinch, of which its strong performance was the cause. Mr. Pecksniff's house is more than 1,000 leagues away, and again this happy chronicle has liberty and moral sensibility for its high companions. Again it breathes the blessed air of independence. Again it contemplates with pious awe that moral sense which renders unto Caesar nothing that is his. Again inhales that sacred atmosphere which was the life of him, O noble patriot, with many followers, who dreamed of freedom in a slave's embrace, and waking soldier offspring, and his own in public markets. How the wheels clank and rattle, and the tram road shakes, as the train rushes on. And now the engine yells, as it were lashed and tortured like a living laborer, and writhed in agony. A poor fancy, for steel and iron are of infinitely greater account, in this commonwealth, than flesh and blood. If the cunning work of man be urged beyond its power of endurance, it has within it the elements of its own revenge, whereas the wretched mechanism of the divine hand is dangerous with no such property, but may be tampered with, and crushed, and broken, at the driver's pleasure. Look at that engine. It shall cost a man more dollars in the way of penalty and fine, and satisfaction of the outraged law, to deface in wantonness that senseless mass of metal, than to take the lives of 20 human creatures. Thus the stars wink upon the bloody stripes, and liberty pulls down her cap upon her eyes, and owns oppression in its vilest aspect, for her sister. The engine driver of the train whose noise awoke us to the present. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.